In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, and while we are still in the octave of the Assumption of Our Blessed Lady, we have the feast of Saint Frances de Chantal, and she was a widow who lived in France in the 17th century. And her father originally was the president of the great convention of lawmakers in his own section in France. And her father was a devout man who brought his children up well after the death of his wife. Jane lost her dear mother when she was only 18 months old. And later on, when she grew up, her father married her to Christopher, the Baron de Chantal. She and her husband were very happy, and they very much loved God, and he blessed them with 4 children. And Jane showed her love for God by loving her husband and children with her whole heart. But then suddenly a great sorrow fell upon this happy home. Baron Christopher was accidentally shot dead by a friend who had gone hunting with him. Within this tragedy, Saint Frances's heart, she was heartbroken, but still, as a good and loving Christian would, she forgave the man who had this way caused the death of her dear husband, and she even became this man's child godmother. Now, when her husband has passed away in this such tragic matter, Saint Jane Frances began to ask our Lord what should she do in her life. And she prayed our Lord to send a holy priest to guide her so that she would know what was the will of God for the rest of her life. And in the meantime, she prayed and she brought up her children in the love of God. She visited the poor and the sick and comforted the dying. And when she was praying God's will to be done, she met Saint Francis de Sales, and she knew that this was the holy man she had prayed that God would send to be her counselor. She told her life and her worries and her questions to Saint Francis de Sales, and she and the 3 other young women under his guidance started the Order of the Sisters of the Visitation. But first, before she entered the new state of life, Saint Jane Frances had to overcome the objections of her relatives. It was not so much difficulty with her children. Her oldest daughter was now married, and she sent her 2 younger daughters with the oldest to bring them up. But there was still one, the youngest, the 15-year-old son, who was to stay with his grandfather, but he could not bear to see his mother go. He threw himself to the ground across the doorway when she was about to depart, and sobbing and cried very much. Saint Jane Frances knew that it was the will of God that she should depart from her home, and that he, that is God himself, would take the best care of her dear son. So Saint Jane Frances stepped over the boy and went away from her home with tears spilling down her cheeks. As a new sister in the Order of a Visitation, Saint Jane Frances showed the same courage in all the difficulties she faced when she opened up many convents and in fighting her own temptations. And Saint Vincent de Paul, who also knew her, wrote that even between these difficulties, Saint Jane Frances was always so happy. Her face always had peaceful look, and always she remained faithful to God's service. Dear faithful, the life of this saint, Saint Jane Frances, is truly an admiration and lesson for us, that we, like this saint, should always obey the will of God, even when it costs us great and many sacrifices. Because if we are ready and willing to do this, that is, always and everywhere follow the will of God, we also are saints, and we will become and join them in heaven. And when we comply and do the will of God, there is never a danger that we should go astray, because a good and faithful servant will be rewarded greatly by his master in heaven. Saint Jane Frances de Chantal, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.